Fantastic. So I've called this talk, Do Everything in Love. And it's all about using our gifts to show our love for God and our love for one another. So this story in the life of Jesus, the feeding of 5,000 people with just five loaves and two fish, it's a multiplication miracle. And it made such an impression that Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John all recorded it in their Gospels. And so that means that if you want to, you can read it four times over. Okay, you can check out that we've got it right in our retelling of it this morning. So here's the background to the original Gospel story. Here's the context. Jesus and his friends are tired and they're under great pressure. Jesus has just heard that his cousin, John the Baptist, has been executed by Herod. And the disciples have just got back from a successful preaching tour. So there are all these pressures coming upon them. And they now need time away from the crowds. Time to rest, time to talk, time to pray together. And so they decide, yes, we need time to be alone. And so Jesus and his friends cross the lake to get away from it all. And as they get to the far side, they see thousands of people, men, women, and children, waiting for them. These are people who are desperate for healing. They're searching for the truth. They are spiritually hungry. Maybe they're a bit like some of us this morning. And instead of being frustrated or irritated, Jesus is full of compassion for them. He says, they are like sheep without a shepherd. And he welcomes them, he heals people who are sick, he teaches them about God and his ways. Towards the end of the day, people start getting hungry, understandably so. And Jesus' friends start worrying about the catering arrangements. No food, no money. What are we going to do about it, Jesus? And amazingly, Jesus throws it back to them. He says, you feed them. Only one lad has any food with him, and he's feeling hungry too. If he shares his picnic, there'll be nothing for him. But he gladly gives his very small offering to Jesus. And while the friends of Jesus get the crowds organized, Jesus thanks God for the food and he breaks the loaves and the fish into pieces. And then he gets his friends to hand out the food. And a miracle of multiplication takes place. To their amazement, everyone has more than enough. There are many things we can learn from this story about Jesus, about human nature, about faith. But I want today to focus on three people, Philip, Andrew, and the boy, and to talk about our gifts. So first of all, Philip. Philip was a local. He came from Bethsaida, a town nearby, so if anyone knew where to find food, it was Philip. And when he and his fellow disciples come to Jesus, all worried because it's getting late and everyone's hungry, Jesus says to them, you give them something to eat. And Philip starts doing his sums. This will cost a small fortune, he says. It is impossible. Don't know about you, but I am so like Philip. Faced with a challenge like this, I immediately go into practical mode. Well, come on, let's face it, it will cost this much. It is just not realistic. It's out of the question. I believe Jesus is saying to people like me and maybe you today, walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. That's actually part of my verse for the year. Jesus says, walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Trust me. Obey me. Jesus says to us, you are my friends if you do what I command. Take that in for a moment. You are my friends, says Jesus, if you do what I command. The one who has sacrificed his life for us asks us to be living sacrifices, to love him and to serve him. The one who has given his life to save us and set us free asks us to give him all that we have and all that we are. It's quite a challenge. Secondly, Andrew. Andrew, the other disciple mentioned in this story, loves to bring people to Jesus. It was Andrew who told his brother Simon Peter, we have found the Messiah. And he immediately shared this good news and he brought Simon Peter, to Jesus. We have found the Messiah, he says, come and see. Now he brings the one boy in the crowd who hasn't already eaten his picnic, and he brings him to Jesus. Andrew, he's a great networker. But notice how despondent Andrew sounds. He asks, how far will 5 small barley loaves and 2 small fish go amongst this number of people? Can you relate to Andrew? I can. I can relate to Andrew in 2 respects. Number one, I love to introduce people to Jesus. Come and see. That's what our Alpha course is all about. And we'll be starting one very soon in October. And we'd love you to come and see, to find out more about Jesus as you meet together with other people. Come and see. Andrew was a great one to introduce people to Jesus. But the second way in which I relate to Andrew is this. I tend to say to Jesus, look, Jesus, humanly speaking, this situation or this problem, well, it's difficult, really difficult. It's impossible. Jesus is saying to us today, go with the good news and trust me. That's our mission statement as a church, going with the good news and growing followers of Jesus. Jesus encourages all of us to go with the good news, and as we do so, to put our faith in him. And Jesus says, as we bring people to him, as we bring our challenging situations to him, he says, humanly speaking, it's impossible, but with God, everything is possible. That's a quote from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 19. Humanly speaking, it's impossible, but with God, everything is possible. That may be a word for some of us here today, people who have accommodation needs, people who are facing relationship challenges, people who are going through it in some way. He says to us, my Father God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. He asks us, he reminds us to stand firm in the faith, to trust him with everything, to put our lives in his hands. He will meet all our needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. And then, thirdly, there's the boy. Let's call him Nathan. He gladly brings what he has to Jesus. It's not very much, but it makes all the difference. Jesus feeds a crowd of hungry people by multiplying the small gift of one young boy. In the hands of Jesus, it becomes more than enough. So here's the challenge. Are you, am I, willing to have such childlike faith to give what we have to God, holding nothing back? He asks us to take the first step. But when we do, Jesus has the power to take and to use what we offer him. Our time, our gifts, our money, our lives. And to do a miracle of multiplication. He takes our very small offering and it becomes more than enough in the building of God's kingdom. At the end of his life, William Booth, founder of the Salvation Army, was asked how his life had had such a phenomenal impact. And he replied this: for the last 80 years, God has had all that there is of William Booth. Through him, Christ fed a multitude of people. And Jesus can do miracles with our lives too. Finally, this is a great story for an all-age Sunday. It reminds us that age is no barrier to Jesus. You are never too young, never too old to give yourself to Jesus, to give your time, your talents, your treasure to the one who gave it all. I'm going to pray, and as we come to prayer, I'm going to quote the words of Paul to the Christians in Rome. This is Romans chapter 12 in the Message version of the Bible. Let's pray. Take your everyday, ordinary life, your sleeping, eating, going to work, and walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. I'm going to read that again. Take your everyday, ordinary life, your sleeping, eating, going to work, and walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. Father God, thank you for your love, the love that gave your one and only Son. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. May we today grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. We love because he first loved us. And as we picture that young boy coming to Jesus with his gift of 5 loaves and 2 fish, help us to come to you, Jesus, offering our lives, our time, our money, our gifts. All these things come from you in the first place. They are God-given gifts. And as we bring them to you, Jesus, you promise to use and to multiply whatever we give to you. My prayer today is that every one of us, young and old, will meet Jesus today. We'll bring our gifts to him. Father God, thank you that you care about our physical and our spiritual needs. You love every one of us with an everlasting love. Amen. So as the band set up, take it out of the bag if it's still there. If you haven't got one, see if you can find a spare one somewhere. And I want you to do this, because we're a church that wants to encourage everyone to use and develop their God-given gifts. If you'd like to talk and to pray with someone about what you've written on your fish, about that special gift that you have just written down, and about using that gift, I'd like you to add your name as well. Okay, you don't have to do this, but if you want those of us who are pastoring the church at this time to know about this and to pray with you about it, just add your name as well. So maybe your special gift is befriending people, or maybe it's hospitality, maybe it's welcoming people, maybe it's working with children, maybe it's teaching. Maybe you have a question. Maybe it's, how do I give my life to Jesus? Something as profound as that. Just write it down on the fish. And then during this next song, as an act of worship, come and stick your gift to the cross that's over here. Okay, there are some pins and there's some blue tack over there. And we'll mill around doing that. You might want to wait until a few other people have done it, but during the course of this next song, see if you want to give that gift, present that gift to the Lord, then come and stick it to the cross.